Call the meeting to order. This is the time for the November 16th meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment. We welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call or listening online. This meeting is streamlining live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Please mute your phone when not speaking. This meeting is also being recorded and the audio will be made available following the meeting. To find the audio recording, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. I suppose now we should call the roll, Brenda.
Okay, Ewing?
Here.
Greenfield? Greg Greenfield? Hag?
Here.
Carpin?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Schultz?
Here.
And Blumhart?
Here. Well, first on our agenda this morning is approval of the minutes from the October 19th, 2023 meeting. Is there any additions or corrections?
Carpin moves to approve the amendments as presented.
Carpin moved. Do I hear a second?
This is Haig. I have a second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. We call the roll, Brenda.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye.
Carpin? Doyle Carpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhart?
Aye. All right, next on the agenda is the mining issues consent calendar. Mr. Klein, are you there?
Mr. Chairman, I'm here, and I'm here to answer any questions the board may have in regards to that consent calendar.
All right. Anyone have any questions? Hearing none, I'll look for a motion to approve the consent calendar.
This is Ewing. Motion to approve the consent.
Carpin seconds.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll, Brenda.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhart?
Aye. Motion is approved. Next on the agenda is the acceptance of post-closure financial assurance for Homestake Mining Company mine permits number 332 and 456. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am. I believe there's some people from Homestake on the line, too, if you want to identify yourselves.
Okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Max. I'm Max Main for Homestake.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Burridge for Homestake.
Mark Deason for Homestake.
All right.
Okay. Homestake Mining Company of California has requested transfer of large-scale mine permit 445 from Lac Minerals USA LLC. The general location of the permitted operation is approximately 5 miles northwest of Duluth, South Dakota. Under SECL 456B47, any mine permit can be transferred from one operator to another, with the successor operator assuming all reclamation liability. We received a complete transfer application form on October 6, 2023. The $100 transfer fee was submitted on September 27, 2023. Replacement surety riders were submitted on September 27 and October 18, 2023. And the application was deemed complete on October 18, 2023. Our recommendation to transfer the permit was prepared on October 20th, 2023. It was published in the Black Hills Pioneer on November 2nd and 9th, 2023. Question or? Okay. We're currently waiting for the affidavit of publication, but I confirmed that the notice was published in the Black Hills Pioneer after reviewing the South Dakota Public Notice webpage. We also posted a copy of the publication on our on DANR's Public Notice webpage. We did not receive any intervention petitions, and we did not receive any comments. Under SDCL 456B47, the board cannot deny a mine permit transfer unless the operation is not or cannot be brought into compliance with all applicable federal, state, or local laws, or the successor operator is in violation of state mining laws or mine permit conditions for any mining operation in the state. The current mine permit and Homestake Mining Company are in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Homestake also submitted a certification of applicant form and disclosed no violations. Our recommendation is to transfer large-scale mine permit 445 and liability from Black Minerals USA, LLC to Homestake Mining Company of California, accept the rider to the reclamation surety bond number 091-77704, Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland, changing the principal from Black Minerals USA, LLC to Homestake Mining Company of California, and accept rider to the post-closure surety bond number 091-7703, Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland and Zurich American Insurance Company, changes the principal from Black Minerals USA LLC to Homestake Mining Company in California.
Questions for Homestake or Eric from the board?
Chairman, Glenn?
Yeah. Bob?
Bob Morris. Is Max Maines on the line?
Yes.
Max, is Black Minerals the case, gosh, 15 years ago or so, that I assisted with in terms of an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals case?
Yes.
Okay. Chairman, Glenn, if you could allow the record to reflect that I will recuse myself from voting on this issue.
All right. We will have that so noted in the minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions? Well, we'll do this. It's on the agenda in two parts, and I think we'll do it in two parts. The easiest. I would entertain a motion to transfer the large-scale mine permit 445 from Lack Minerals LLC to Homestake Mining Company. Somebody want to make that motion?
Ewing, I'll make the motion to approve.
Is there a second?
This is Haig. I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Brenda, would you call the roll?
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hag?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Morris? Recused. Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhardt?
Aye. Okay, I think, you know, the next part is accepting the post-closure financial assurance. I think, Eric, you've pretty well covered that when you did the first part. Does anyone have any questions for Eric on that part of the post-closure financial assurance?
Glenn, we're doing accepting two riders, one's for the reclamation bond in the amount of $61,100, and then the post-closure bond for $31.5 million.
Okay. So it's two pieces that we're accepting here.
Different agenda item.
All right, let's see. Well, okay, then, Derek, do you think we should split those and split and do a motion for each one?
Are you going on to the next item with the Homestake post-closure bond adjustment, or?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm down in. I'm accepting the post-closure financial assurance.
Okay, that's a separate agenda item. I'll cover that next.
Oh, okay, so we need to. Okay, so we transferred the permit.
Yeah, and then now you have to accept the riders for the replacement surety on those two, or on that transfer.
Oh, okay. So can I get a motion to accept those?
Well, not on the
site. Would you make a motion to accept the post-closure financial assurance for Homestake Mining Company's permit number 332?
Number 445.
You want it? Can you do them together?
No, this is a separate permit. We're still on the transfer to permit 445.
Okay, on 445
yep.
Then.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, Brenda, call the roll, please.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hag?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Peterson? Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhardt?
Aye. Okay, so then do we have to do the accept the rider? Is that what we need to do next, Eric?
No, this is for Homestake Permit 332 and 456.
Okay, all right.
I'll do that now.
Okay.
Okay, Darren, it's October 19th, 2023 meeting. The board accepted increasing Homestake Mining Company's financial assurance for permits 332 and 456 for $89,107. To cover the increase, Homestake submitted a rider to surety bond number 823-36310, Federal Insurance Company, increasing the amount from $61,271,809. To $80,201,732. Federal Insurance Company is licensed in South Dakota and is on the U.S. Department of Treasury list of approved surety companies. Ratings for the company from AM Best, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch's are superior, very strong, high quality, and very high credit, respectively. Outlooks are stable except for a positive long-term outlook from Moody's. The department's recommendation is to accept the rider to bond number 823-36310, Federal Insurance Company, increasing the post-closure financial assurance amount to $80,201,732.
Anyone have any questions for Eric on this? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the acceptance of the increase from Homestake from a little over 61 million to 80 million.
Carpen moves to approve and accept the recommendation of DANR for the increase on the bond.
Peterson second.
We have a motion and a second. Further discussion. Hearing none, please call the roll, Brenda.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hag?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhardt?
Aye. Motion carried. This is the time in our meeting where we open it up to the public comment period in accordance with South Dakota Codified Law 1-25-1. Anyone online or in peer wish to make a comment about to the board, now would be the time. Anyone out there want to make a comment? Hearing none, we'll then close the public comment period for this meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment. We're down to Mr. Bob Ewing for giving us a oral biography. Too bad we have not gotten together to meet you, Bob, but hopefully one sometime in the near future we'll get to meet you. So would you please go ahead and let us know a little about yourself?
All right, thank you, Chairman, and thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure for me to become part of this board. I'll give you the brief history of how I ended up being here. And I was born and raised on a ranch at Devil's Tower, Wyoming. And in 1967, we moved to the Scripish community. And I finished school there and graduated from high school. And a short time later, I married my wife, Sherry. We've been married for 47 years. We have 3 children and 8 grandchildren. Sherry and I have been involved in agriculture our entire life. And we have also built and owned and operated several commercial businesses over the years. Back in the day, I decided I wanted to get involved in the community, so I ran for county commissioner and I served 12 years on the Lawrence County Commission. And towards the end of my term, I was unhappy with our current state senator in our district up there, so I ran against him and was successful, and I spent 8 years in Pierre as the state senator for District 31 and termed out, and I didn't have a desire to flip-flop over to the House, so I went back home and ran for the county commission and got back on there, and I'm in my 3rd year of a 4-year term of that and serving as chairman this year. Never went to college, never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up, so I'm still searching for that. But I believe my secondary education through being in business and being on these boards. I'm also very active in civic and fraternal organizations in our community, and being on the Lawrence County Commission as well as on the in the state senate, I've become quite familiar with cattle operations, mining issues, gravel issues, tourism, just a broad spectrum. So I feel I can bring some value to our to this committee, and I look forward to serving. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And again, welcome to the board.
Thank you.
I guess I'm the old man on this board. I think right now I've been on the longest, so well, like I said, I'll look forward to meeting you hopefully sometime here in the near future.
Okay.
Chairman Glenn?
Yes, Mr. Bob Morris?
Yeah, how I know we figured out how to deal with the two Hags. How are we going to deal with the two Bobs?
Well, it might have to be Bob M and Bob E, huh?
Growing up, my dad was Big Bob and I was Little Bob. So, but I that may not fit me, my character anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, Brenda, it looks like we don't have a December meeting, so the next one is in January, as it planned.
That's the plan.
Is that going to be in peer or probably on the phone?
At this point, I don't know anything for the agenda except for the annual Volkswagen update. Yeah, and Eric will have another mine permit transfer, so I guess we're just going to have to play it by ear and see. It's a couple months off, so we don't know for sure yet how we're going to meet. I'll have to talk to Chairman Hague.
Yeah, because January, my plan is to be where it's warm in Arizona, so I can join by phone, but I'm not flying back for the meeting, so...
And Lori won't be here for the meeting in January.
I'll be in Hawaii in an even warmer place.
I'll be.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Carpen. I would not be able to make it an appearance except by phone.
Okay. Seems like some of us are deserting for warmer climates for a while in January.
Brenda, this is Bob. I'll be at the center in the center of the nation, and the weather will probably be nicer here than in Hawaii or Arizona.
I love it.
Well, hearing no further business, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Carpen moves to adjourn.
Second?
This is Haig. I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Brenda, go ahead and call the roll.
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhart?
Aye. Thank you all for making time this morning.